Morning. Padded.
Thank you.
Shocking day.
Is it?
Hey, no, let's up his heart. No, let's up. Oh, sorry.
For?
Well, what does it matter?
What?
You know.
I don't.
Well, what the weather is like.
It always matters to someone.
Yes, but not to you.
Why not me?
Well, well, you're...
Indoors, yeah?
I was going to say, about to be hanged.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Well, you'd be surprised.
By what?
What a man thinks about before he dies.
Such as?
The rain. Relentless rain.
What about it?
It's so melancholy. Like the whole world is sad.
You know, I find it hard to believe.
It's a metaphor.
I mean, I can't believe that you were a soldier.
Oh?
Oh, well, it takes all sorts, I suppose. Carol's paying you a visit.
Oh, thank you.
I know what I think about.
What?
I know what I think about if I knew I was going to die that very day. I wonder, should a man wash and shave?
I'm sorry.
Well, there's something very comforting about a routine. Even if it is your last day, I think a man should never change his routine. And I think I would wash and shave to look my best like, not to have it said after when I'd be at the mercy of what you might call unsolicited comment.
A man can't live by routines alone.
Aye, but if you don't mind my saying, to all you have left, I'll take that bowl now.
I'm done.
Right then. Stand up. Do you know what this is?
A stick.
You mean like a stick one might find off any sort of tree?
I don't know.
It's not, you know. It has a specific feel in that it's quite thin and soft, but very durable. Not unlike yourself. It makes a most interesting sound, almost musical, when one flashes it through the air. It is one of those fascinating contradictions of nature that its lightness is its greatest strength. It is most effective on the tender points of the body, such as the calf. Stand up. And the arms. Sit. Pain is truth. Pain goes to the heart. It says, now there is no time for doubt. For thinking. Pain clears the mind, blows away apathy. Pain is focus. It is being present. Pain is reality. The crystal clear affirmation of the moment.
Pain is also temporary.
Indeed, as is life. Yours, mine, your mother's, your father's, your brother's, and of course, those who you are protecting. Yet the life of the crown, the kingdoms, are permanent, and they will revisit your people again and again to bring them pain.
Everything passes. There is only one kingdom.
Ah, each of us will claim that God is on our side. Yet the evidence is that God is English. Oh yes, God has manners, God has etiquette, can read and write, is a warrior and a gentleman. That is why we are in his image. Absolute, omnipresent, omnipotent civilizers of heathens and heretics. Saviors of savages.
You can make land a conquest, but you can never conquer people. Pain is truth. And we will never forget the truth.
The only truth you need to remember is that England is everything and you are not.
You would do well to remember that it was the Irish monks that educated the illiterate Anglo-Saxon heathens of Northumbria and Mercia. It was the Irish monks who brought civility to England, who brought numeracy, literacy and law, Centuries before your bloated, self-serving king decided that any whore that would give him a son was worth splitting the church for. That is your pedigree. That is the legacy of what you call the majesty and beauty of England.
Oh, I would never have taken you for a sentimentalist. I've travelled a great deal in my military and political career. Like you, I've often pondered why England is so powerful, why we find it so easy to be your master. And then I look to nature, and I understand God's natural law. We are lions, and you are lambs. That is the balance into which you and I are born and must play our part. It is the order of things, a harmony, a pendulum of weight and counterweight of light and dark. We don't need to conquer your belief, we just need to show you that our belief is the only one that matters.
And you think that I will bow to your pomp and glory?
So melodramatic, so theatrical, so heroic. Why would you need to bow to something you could simply become a part of?
Part of?
Oh, yes. The Church of England is inviting you in, Dominic. We admire your fortitude. Even your stubbornness as a quality that we find endearing. In the right circumstances, a man of your integrity could carry a lot of influence. Help your people by helping yourself.
Help them? Help them how?
There are positions in the church that you will be given. You will have influence on how we proceed with the planting of new English families. You could play a vital, positive role in a smooth transition.
You think I would deny my religion?
But we all believe in the same God, don't we? We have differences of opinion, of course, but think of it as one might think of a change of clothes. You will only appear different. But you will still be the same man underneath.
Man doesn't just abandon his beliefs to make life convenient.
Neither should a man abandon his life for his beliefs. You're missing the point, you see. King Henry left your church because he could. That's all that matters. There is no absolutism other than the crown. No other reality in your lifetime. Your possible future, which is in your hands, not mine, lies with the crown.
I'm sure the Caesars of Rome, the Pharaohs of Egypt, and the Spartans of Greece all thought the same. And where are they now?
You should know better than me where Rome is now. Wasn't it the Catholics that got into bed with a corrupt and crumbling empire? What does it feel like to know that your ancestors crawled to the masters that had persecuted them for over 300 years? The abused become the abusers. Does it really matter if the body and blood of Christ exist at the communion or not? The world is full of useless symbols. All that pomp and ceremony, gold and splendor, all those palaces and basilicas of your church don't seem fitting to a man of your communal credibility.
The church is the people.
Really? I'm not sure the bishops and cardinals, nor the Pope indeed, would agree. Salvation has a price for Catholics. Do you not find it ironic that it is the poor who pay most?
Is the crown so desperate to take me in?
The crown is never desperate. It is flexible.
It's barren and desperate for a son. The crown is bankrupt, morally and economically.
I'm fascinated. Have you always been so obstinate, Dominic?
When I was a boy walking through the woods on my way home from school, I was stopped by a group of five older boys. They told me to steal from an old widow living in the Liberties. I didn't care for the woman at all. In fact, I despised her. But I refused to do it. Don't know why I'm telling you this.
Indulge me. I'm interested.
I refused to do it simply because they demanded it. I hated their arrogance, their presumption of authority, their assumption of power through sheer weight of numbers and obvious physical strength. I relished the challenge of undoing their certainty.
And you think that this is the same?
Isn't it?
The boys, they punished you?
They tied me to a tree and beat me over and over until they were too tired to carry on. Oh, there was undeniable hatred in their eyes. Not for me especially, but for the failure to succeed in what they believed to be inevitable. The force of one will over another.
I'm curious to know what your mother and father thought of that.
My father asked me what I had done.
And your mother?
She bathed the scars. And she said it will always be like this.
She is quite the woman.
You should hold your tongue.
You are in no position to warn me about what I say or how I say.
I am in a perfect position. I have nothing to lose.
Your mother?
My mother what?
How cruel can it be for her to know that she lost her son to something as petty as a cause?
A cause? Is that what you think the expedition from Spain was? There are Catholics all over Europe watching what's going on in Ireland. You think it's just the Irish that despise you? You and Raleigh turn the stomachs of decent men, sliding around like Medusa snakes from the withered tongue of your barren queen.
J.R.! Is the water right away, sir? Water, sir. Here, Dominic. Now, drink up. Though I harbour a begrudging admiration for your stubbornness, there is a limit to my patience.
To hell with your patience, your crown and your new religion. To hell with your queen.
Oh, you are extraordinary. Really, quite extraordinary.
I was nobody until you people came. You made me. You are making thousands more like me. And when you publicly hang me, you will make hundreds of thousands more of me. We will go on and on and on.
Oh, what's this? The Ballad of the Martyr, Dominic Collins? You are overstating your importance. Whatever hero worship you garnered on the fields of France and Spain means nothing here. You have become too used to the company of men who worship you.
I want to see a priest.
Go to hell for one.
You talk about civility. Look at you. Selling me your wares like some old witch. What you call flexible is corrupt. What you call omnipotent is evil.
Very noble, I'm sure. Oh, you're the Jesuit.
Your point being?
Your very existence is an admission that your church is rotten.
My purpose is to reform. Yours is to seek revenge. There is a significant difference.
That's an interesting view. But your reformation of the Catholic Church is over. Your death will mean nothing in the greater scheme of things because there will be but one history of this time written, and I will write it.
I will be remembered in people's minds, in their stories.
And who are these people, Dominic? Peasants? Fishermen? Stable hands? Widows? The great unwashed and grossly sentimental? And for how long will you be in their stories? What does the everyman want from life? He wants peace of mind. He wants peace of mind to go about his business undisturbed, to allow people like me make the difficult choices, to tell them they have a specific role to play and that they're very good at it. They want to visit their priest, their minister, their whore, to tell them they are sorry to be so weak and to ask what they should do about it. They want to keep a roof over their head, their fires burning and a bite to eat. They neither need nor want change, never mind the threat of a revolution. They will despise your demand for participation and the inconvenience it will cause. Or is it the merchant classes you're thinking of? Those who see life as they do their ledgers, a balance of debit and credit, always calculating to reduce the possibility of chance. Those who forecast the behaviour of society, believing it affords them the greatest opportunity to dictate against the randomness of fate, to prophesize fortune and misfortune, to nullify irrationality, to add and subtract from discourse, so the scales of harmony never touch the ground for either good or evil. You think they want revolution? Or is it the bards, the romantics who are part of it, though never participating? The observers, the recorders, the embellishers, the bell ringers, street corner prophets who attach themselves to tragedy like gadflies gorging on the attention it brings to themselves. Or is it the church, the monolithic behemoth, the absent landlord of the heart, the mechanical government of the soul, the faceless banker that loans you the promise of eternity in exchange for a life of hell on earth, a life you can ill afford? You will die alone, utterly and completely and perfectly in tune with the idea that what you do for them. But in truth, you only do for yourself.
What we do for ourselves, we also do for an unaccountable number of others, even strangers. I don't care who it is for, or whether the reason is even understood. I don't care if my name is remembered, as long as the injustice is remembered and corrected.
The fact is, you and Archer are friends. You are Jesuit priests. You were Archer's confidant. Tell me what he told you. Tell me about the Catholic cell he set up in Spain, where you were persuaded to return to Ireland, where you and other Catholics were brainwashed to conceive terrible acts against the crown, whispering violence under bowed heads, between prayers, plotting under closed fists, turning God's house into a cabal of terror.
I've told you time and again that they left on Boy Castle. You know this. You were there.
Oh, Dominic, why do you persist in treating me with such little respect? You expect me to believe that you did not share a plan in the event that the Spanish expedition would fail? Speak now, and this will soon end. Well?
What is it?
Tuesday. Why?
My mother will be making butter. Later she will make scones. My brother and father will sit at a table and they will talk about the business of y'all. Trade, markets and such. After, my father will read the Bible by the fire. And my mother will sew. Then my father will walk down King Street to Irishtown. He will look out over the quay and thank God that the cold is not as severe as last week. My mother and brother will play cards until he returns home. Then she will prepare the bed. They will pray together and close their eyes.
Speak now, and you will be with them tomorrow.
You don't understand.
What don't I understand?
If I speak now, then I cannot be there tomorrow. I would be a traitor to their peace. The peace they have enjoyed for 15 years. I would be a spectre at the door. Dead for all intents and purposes. Dead as the only son they once knew. Even my mother and father are not capable of such selfish love. To want that of me.
How can you bear to be so special? The responsibility must be crushing. To be the voice of a people when no one now is listening. To seek fame when no one now is watching. To invite death into the room when even death does not yet know your name. To abandon your parents. To make them suffer your death not once, but twice. You don't deserve them. They are a better class of people than God gave them credit for when he gave them you. You belong to a dying island, a lawless island, running amok and naked like sheep being whipped into rebellious fervor by priests and poets. It is truly an undignified nation. I have received news from your father. It is most encouraging.
What is it?
Well, let's just say he has your welfare uppermost in his mind. though the cynic in me wonders what role your mother had in the matter.
Please tell me.
Your father has requested a deal.
A deal, a deal? What kind of a deal?
An exchange. He has furnished me with intelligence from you all about rebel activities related to you. To you, Archer, and to Sullivan Bear. So that I might spare your life.
No. I don't believe it. I don't believe you.
It matters little what you believe, Dominic.
He wouldn't.
But isn't that the man that let you down all those years ago?
He wouldn't. He hates you and your kind. It's a lie.
He is well acquainted to making deals with demons.
I won't go back. Tell them I won't go back.
Oh, you needn't worry. I have not yet responded to his request.
Then don't.
Are you asking to die?
Please, don't make him do this.
Relax, Dominic. Your father's request will not be entertained. Not because his intelligence is not correct, but because we already know all about Archer and O'Sullivan Bear.
What? What?
Yes, we already know Archer is in Spain.
Then all of this? All of this was for nothing?
Oh, I wouldn't be so absolute.
Why?
The generosity of the crown knows no bounds. You still hold your destiny in your hands. You can simply sign this piece of paper. It will, for all intents and purposes, be your confession, therefore saving your father's reputation from the notoriety of being announced publicly as an informant. Or you can renounce your Catholic faith, and we will keep our silence on all matters pertaining to Archer.
Deny my faith, or blacken my father's name.
Dramatic, but accurate, nonetheless.
And the offer to join the Church of Ireland.
Genuine, though destined to be rejected. I was told to make the offer.
But why? Why go through these months of torture if all you really wanted was for me to renounce my religion?
Oh, I pride myself in knowing a man's true nature. Intransigence is the real faith of a coward. You were never going to bend, Dominic, because you were afraid to. Not because you believe in some greater good. Predictably, your father felt the need, as any good father would, to come to your rescue. Now your family's reputation is on the line, and only you can save them from public shame and infamy. The war is all but over, but the embers of the rebellion must be put out with the fire. You are a figure of some repute amongst them. You give them hope.
Then let them have hope.
You won't sign, or you won't renounce?
Neither. My conscience is clear. I won't close my eyes to you and your kind.
Make no mistake. You will bring certain death upon yourself and shame upon your family. Your father was right. You are arrogant. The world will know your conceit, Dominic. Your family name will be blackened.
Their shame will be temporary. God will be your judge. And I am happy to be judged.
General! Yes, sir. Prepare to move the prisoner. Right away, sir. You will be taken to the Iron Gate in York. There you will wait until gallows are erected in the town, after which you will be hung by the neck until dead, and your body will be cast aside. And may I add, on a personal note, that I will be glad to see the back of your obstinate face. Of course, it will suit you. Notoriety is, after all, the bastard son of fame. I have a lighter set here for travelling leg. Not so heavy on the wrists like the ones you have on there, no, if you know what I mean. Try these on for size there. Snug as a bogeyman.
Are we leaving now?
Yeah. The road will be soft after the rain.
And long?
About 30 miles, I believe.
Are you travelling with me?
Oh, no. I'm going home now for my supper. Here, let me remove those from your feet. My wife doesn't know, but I step up now the pot for a swift wine. It picks up my humour after this place.
Maybe she does know, but pretends not to.
Nah. You don't mind my saying you're a man that thinks too deeply.
I can't separate who I am from what I am.
Yes, that's hard. My wife says I need to leave the job at the gate before I come home. She says the story don't make for good bedtime reading, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Your wife, she loves you.
Yeah, what's love?
Love is clarity of conscience.
With all respect to you, and you seem like a clever man, but I don't think I'd be telling my wife that any day soon.
That's very wise.
You let me put those away in the corner for you now. All set for the next customer?
What time do I leave?
You leave presently.
Thank you.
For what?
I don't know, for...
Just doing my job.
Yes. For doing your job.
Right. Best get on.
I hope you don't mind me asking, but what's your name?
If it's all right with you, sir, I'd rather you didn't.
Goodbye, then.
Goodbye, sir. And good luck.
Dominic Collins, you have been brought here on the 31st day of October, in the year 1602, to pay for the crime of treason against Her Majesty, Queen Elizabeth, punishable by death and by the signed order of the President of Munster, Sir George Carew. You, in the crowd, get up here!
Please, sir, I'm just a fisherman.
Are you going to ignore the order of an English officer?
No, sir.
Now! Quickly, man! You will carry out the execution. Take the noose and the hood in your hand.
I know his family.
Do not test my patience. Dominic Collins, do you have anything to say before your sentence is carried out?
I am guilty. I have dishonored my mother and my father. I deserted my family. I have killed. I have done things not in God's name, but in spite of it. I have betrayed myself. I will never know the man I should have been. I am not wise nor brave. I am glad to be home, but I am not ready to die.
God bless you, Dominic Collins.
For all that, I will not, I cannot give them what they want. They want me to deny you. They want me to deny myself, my faith. They want me to hide from God. God doesn't want us to hide, to count our blessings. He wants us to call them out of the shadows, out of the cracks between the rocks. He wants us to give them a name so that we can all know their strengths and their weaknesses. We shame him with our consolation of good fortune, our silence, bribery, self-loathing, slavery, corruption. Informing. Whisper if you must to your children and to your children's children. Maramid Gujo.
Fisherman, bring the hood.
Oh, forgive me.
Pull the lever as hard as you would the oar.
I can't do it.
Send me to God. Bios los bendiga a todos.
The Last Days of Dominic Collins was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee. Starring Brian Hogan, Anne Brooks, Finbar Hannon, John Curtin, Martin Hennessy, Ronan Rafferty and Holly Toomey. Written, directed and produced by Michael Toomey. Sound engineer Thomas O'Keefe. Edited by Thomas O'Keefe and Michael Toomey. A Community Radio Yall production.